It's time for your North Iowa news on KCHA for Wednesday, October 16th. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. PETA is asking for a criminal investigation into the deaths of thousands of chickens at Pure Prairie Poultry in Charles City. PETA says multiple whistleblower reports from now former PPP employees allege thousands of chickens were left on transport trailers without food or water for 5 days outside the company's now shuttered processing plant. PETA adds federal officials confirm that more than 50% of the birds died. Tuesday, PETA sent a letter to Floyd County Attorney Todd Pritchard, urging him to investigate and file appropriate criminal charges against those responsible. In the letter, PETA says, quote, birds were held from September 6 to 11 before being brought onto the 901 North Main Street lot for harvesting. Significant mortality increases were noted during an electrical outage that affected cooling fans. On or about September 16th, Pure Prairie Poultry admitted to confining chickens at least overnight. The letter also notes, quote, the National Chicken Council permits chickens to be deprived of food no longer than 18 hours prior to their slaughter and of water no more than an hour before they're loaded for transport. PETA alerted USDA Food Safety and Inspection Service leadership of the birds' plight last month and offered to connect them with eyewitnesses to investigate the plight of the chickens. PETA claims the agency neglected to respond for weeks, and when it finally did, USDA said that because the trailers were parked across the street rather than at the plant itself, the case was out of their jurisdiction. PETA says they also received additional whistleblower reports that chickens in some of Pure Prairie Poultry's Wisconsin contract sheds have gone unfed for nearly 2 weeks. A Northeast Iowa man has pleaded not guilty to his alleged involvement in a violent home invasion almost 2 months ago. Cresco police arrested 27-year-old Kevin Bale of Cresco after he was accused of forcing entry into a home in the 700 block of 3rd Avenue East in Cresco around 3 a.m. on August 25th. CPD says Bell, once inside, assaulted several people, including a woman and her son. He then left and returned to the home with a firearm and said, quote, give me a reason. According to criminal complaints, Bell then left and returned again, this time with a carjack he used to break a window and force his way back into the home. Officers who responded to the scene say they witnessed Bell running out of a garage and into a vehicle. He was arrested a short time later. Monday, Bell pleaded not guilty in Howard County District Court to 2 counts of first-degree burglary, Class B felonies, second-degree burglary, a Class C felony, and 1 count each of going armed with intent and assault while participating in a felony, both Class D felonies. He's also charged with the use of a dangerous weapon in commission of a crime and possession of burglar tools, both aggravated misdemeanors. No trial date has been set. A North Iowa man arrested in Charles City last spring after he was accused of stealing a car is back in custody in Floyd County. Charles City police took a report of a reckless driver in the 1200 block of North Grand Avenue on the morning of April 11th. The vehicle was later located by officers in the 300 block of Gilbert Street. A traffic stop was initiated, and it was determined that the Buick Lucerne had been stolen. The driver, 62-year-old Douglas Bertram of Janesville, was arrested and charged with second-degree theft, possession of stolen property, a Class D felony, and driving while his license was suspended. According to the criminal complaint, the victim, Corey Bertram, reported the vehicle had been stolen in Grundy Center on April 8th. After Bertram failed to appear for arraignment in June, a bench warrant was issued for his arrest. On Saturday, the Floyd County Sheriff's Office arrested him again, and he was transported back to Charles City from Blackhawk County. Bertram is being held in the Floyd County Jail on $5,000 cash or surety bond. Tuesday, his arraignment was rescheduled for November 1st in Floyd County District Court. A Northeast Iowa farmer has been sentenced to over 15 years in federal prison for stealing over $5 million worth of livestock and federal pandemic assistance. Prosecutors say 54-year-old Michael Biedekoffer of Monona convinced 8 investors to sell their cattle in his name, taking over $2.5 million of profits for his own use. The Clayton County man was also accused of getting over $1 million in emergency assistance from the USDA at the start of the pandemic for cattle he did not own and making false claims to get a $1.5 million disaster loan from the SBA in early 2022. According to the U.S. Attorney's Office, Biedekoffer also recruited employees from South Africa who were forced to live on the farm without access to clean water or even furniture. He also used his bankruptcy filing to dupe 3 migrants who worked for him into accepting 30% of the nearly $250,000 the federal court ordered Biedekoffer to pay them for violating the Fair Labor Standards Act. Last year, federal agents rescued a husband, wife, and teenage daughter from South Africa from Biedekoffer's farm. They had been living in a camper without water, electricity, or heat. This past April, federal agents prevented other migrants recruited to work at the farm from going there. It'll take a little longer for an all-inclusive playground to become a reality in Charles City. The city had hoped to have a ribbon-cutting ceremony today for the playground just west of the tennis courts at Sportsman's Park. However, Park Rec Director Tyler Mitchell says installation by Play Pro Recreation is not yet finished. When it is completed, Mayor Dean Andrews says the playground will be available to kids of varying physical capabilities.
most of that surface, because it is all-inclusive for all kids of any abilities or handicaps or whatever, it'll have a rubbery surface, a good smooth surface on probably two-thirds of that playground.
Andrew says the remaining third of the surface will be wood chips to make it a combination playground.
Handicapped kids, kids with less mobility to use, but there'll also be some more, if you want to say, daring parts of the playground that will just have the wood chips underneath that. I know there's a zip line type of apparatus up there.
Mitchell was scheduled to meet with the Des Moines-based playground company on Tuesday to determine a more definitive timeline for completion. To help fund the $240,000 project, Park Rec is still selling customized Charles City-opoly game boards. Sales of sponsorships and the Monopoly-type game boards themselves are expected to raise around $25,000 towards the all-inclusive playground. Mitchell says additional fundraising will be conducted down the road for future enhancements. And the Iowa DOT says the U.S. Highway 18 bridge at the Ionia turnoff in Chickasaw County is now back open as of about 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon. More North Iowa news on the way on KCHA.